Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood anxiety fighter. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running on a constant treadmill of self-criticism? You know, the voice in your head that whispers, you should be doing better, or, this is all your fault. Yeah, I hear ya. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. But what if there was a way to turn that negativity into something kinder, more supportive? That's exactly what we're exploring today, learning to treat ourselves with the same understanding and care we would offer a dear friend. Think about it, when your bestie is going through a rough patch, you wouldn't heap on the blame or criticize their every move, right? You'd likely offer a listening ear, words of encouragement, and maybe even a slice of chocolate cake, because let's be real, sometimes that's what we all need. Why do we treat ourselves any differently? Self-compassion isn't about ignoring our mistakes or letting ourselves off the hook. It's about acknowledging them with kindness, recognizing that we're all human and capable of making missteps. It's about understanding that setbacks are a natural part of life, not personal failures. So, let's unpack this concept a little further and figure out how to sprinkle some self-compassion into our daily lives. Firstly, recognize your shared humanity. We all stumble, we all fall, and we all make mistakes. It's part of the human experience. Remember that time you tripped and fell in front of everyone? Yeah, cringeworthy, right? But guess what? Everyone else has probably been there too. We're all walking around with our own invisible, oops, moments happening every day. Secondly, practice mindfulness. When those critical thoughts creep in, take a moment to pause and observe them without judgment. Acknowledge the feelings they bring up, maybe frustration, shame, or even anger. But don't let those emotions define you. Just like clouds passing in the sky, these thoughts will come and go. Thirdly, offer yourself words of kindness. Would you tell your best friend, "You're such an idiot for messing that up"? Probably not. So why would you say that to yourself? Treat yourself with the same understanding and gentleness you'd offer someone you love. Remember, even small acts of self-care can make a big difference. Fourthly, celebrate your successes. Don't downplay your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Take a moment to acknowledge your hard work and dedication. Lastly, remember that self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more compassionate than others, and that's perfectly okay. Just keep practicing, keep reminding yourself that you're worthy of kindness, and celebrate the progress you make along the way. You know those times when you totally bomb at something, right? Maybe it's a job interview, a presentation at work, or even just trying to bake a decent cake. We've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in that spiral of self-blame and criticism. You might replay the moment over and over in your head, beating yourself up for every little mistake. But what if you could step back from that narrative? What if, instead of focusing on the failure, you could acknowledge it with compassion, learn from it, and move forward? Imagine approaching that situation with a kinder inner voice. Okay, that didn't go exactly as planned, you might say to yourself. But I learned something from this experience, and I can do better next time. That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to navigate those tough moments with grace and resilience. So, let's recap. Self-compassion is about recognizing our shared humanity, practicing mindfulness, offering ourselves kind words, celebrating our successes, and remembering that this journey is ongoing. It's about treating ourselves with the same understanding and care we would offer a dear friend. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion, starting with yourself. Now go out there and spread some self-compassion magic. What resonated most with you from today's episode? Did any of these insights spark something new within you? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from a dose of self-compassion, leave a review if you're feeling generous, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag FutureAnxietyFighter. Until next time, keep fighting those anxieties and remember, you are amazing just as you are.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.